So this we've been discussing the famous Machlokes Yerushalmi Bavli, whether one can risk one's life, put their own life in danger to save others. So the conclusion of the Bavli Yerushalmi Yechayev, according to the Bavli, it's prohibited. So how did we paskin? So it's a discussion among the poskim, the classical poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, others. Assume, like the Bavli, that one is not obligated and perhaps forbidden, clearly not obligated, to risk one's life to save someone else. As the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses, I think it's in Shin Chav Tes, Yud Tes, that even though it's better to take care of yourself than put yourself in danger, even he points out, you don't have to be medadic too much, as the Tshuvas Radvaz. It's always the risk-reward. It obviously depends how much risk to how much gain. So you have to weigh the issue. Because of the famous Radvaz, on one hand you're a chassid shota, if you do something foolish. On the other hand, it's a midas chassida. So according to the classical pshat, certainly not chayiv. And then the right situations, it'll be a mitzvah to volunteer. And the other poskim, or non-poskim, like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he seemed to paskin like Yerushalmi, that Rav Shechter says over in the Nefesh HaRav, and I heard him live, he talks about the different stories that happened. One is in, I guess it was in Brisk, or I forget where, but Rav Chaim, there was an infectious disease outbreak, cholera, and Rav Chaim said, and not only did he say, he told people, he actually did, he went out and started helping the people, and many people died. So he felt, it seems from that story, it seems that Rav Chaim felt that we paskin like Yerushalmi, that you're obligated to risk one's life. Perhaps, maybe, all you could prove from there is, the Rishami even seems to say, for one, here it just proves that for the Rabbim, not for Klai Yisrael, but for the Rabbim, clearly Rav Chaim fell for the Rabbim, you have a chiyuv. And another story Rav Shechter brings down is the famous Ger in Vilna, whoever the church accused people of taking something, stealing, and if you don't come forward, we're going to kill everyone. So the Ger Tzedek from Vilna went ahead and said, what should I do to the Gra? So the Gra said, let me get back to you. Either he understood that the Gra basically wasn't going to tell him yes. Either he decided on his own or he thought the Gra was in agreement. But either way, before the Gra didn't answer him, he went and he was killed. So we see from this story as well that one can, at least we see you have the option of risking one's life. The Gra didn't say he had to, and the Gra didn't say he couldn't. So we see, again, so these two stories, this prove that one's at least permitted. Rav Chaim seemed to say they are obligated, but minimally they're permitted to risk yourself or rob him. So the Yerushalmi seems to say even for a Yachid, we don't accept the psak for the yachid. It's not clear if Rav Chaim actually thinks it's for a yachid also, but clearly for Rabbim, we have Rav Chaim and others who feel that one at least is minimally permitted and perhaps obligated to save the Rabbim. And even those who think there is no obligation for the Rabbim, everyone agrees on that, so is Klai Yisrael. We see in a different context the whole story with Purim and Esther, that Esther Fatzalis Klai Yisrael, she was able to live a Chashverosh. Maybe it wasn't considered Gila Rayas. We find that Shvus Yaakov had a case where a woman, it wasn't Hatzalis Klai Yisrael, a woman was Mazana to save the group, so that was a big debate on whether it was from a discussion among the poskim. I think the Nodes of Yehuda said it was the wrong thing that, but either way, some make a distinction between Hatzalis Klai Yisrael and Hatzolah's Rabbim. So, for Hatzolah's Klai Yisrael, putting aside the Mesha Chachma, the Or Sameach, or Halacha, we assume minimally allowed, perhaps even obligated, to risk one's life to save Klal Yisrael. Hatzolus Rabim, there are many, certainly Rav Chaim and others who say, for Hatzolus Rabim, maybe you have a, at least you probably have a Rishus, and you have Hatzolus Yachetz, and then the Korbi the Bavli say it's prohibited. And you know, the Machlokes could be on a Yachid, but so maybe there's a distinction. A Yachid, according to the Bavli, it's prohibited. For the Hatzolus Rabim, perhaps it's a Rishus. And Hatzolus Klal Yisrael, perhaps it's a Chiyuv. But either way, there's a different distinction in terms of how the nature of the danger, of course, but in terms of, that's as the Radvaz says, but obviously the risk-reward will run into it. And as well, when we're talking about putting yourself in danger for a yachid, where there are less, where perhaps it's prohibited, according to the Yushalmi, it might be permitted, but the Pashas, like the Bavli, you'd be prohibited to risk your own life for a yachid. Again, maybe a special yachid like Ravimi. And then you have the concept of the Rabbim, many more agree a Rabbim, yes, certainly a Rishus, and then a Tolos Chayis, or perhaps a Chiyuv.